All right, let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the top 7 fascinating facts about Spider-Noir, the alternate universe Spider-Man Noir series. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. You'll learn 7 facts about Spider-Noir, quick, clear, and ready for your exam. While narratives never need to be nebulous, navigate them with nuanced knowledge. Fact number 1. Spider-Noir is an alternate universe Spider-Man noir series set in 1930s New York City, released by MGM Plus in the United States and Prime Video globally. In simpler terms, it's Spider-Man reimagined as a hard-boiled PI in Depression-era Manhattan, not a teen in modern Queens. Test question. On which platforms was Spider-Noir released? Correct answer, MGM Plus and Prime Video. Memory aid. Think Noir's prime scene is MGM's screen. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 2. Nicolas Cage stars as Ben Reilly, also called the Spider. This is Cage's first television lead, and he plays an older, jaded Spider variant. Here's the key point. He's not a plucky rookie. He's a Bogart meets Bugs Bunny blend with grit and sly wit. Test question. Who plays the lead role in Spider-Noir? Correct answer. Nicolas Cage. Memory aid. Remember Cage's television lead debut as the Spider-Sage. Let's keep it going. Fact number 3. The show launched in 2 formats. Authentic black and white and true hue full colour. The monochrome cut leans into classic Chandler-esque fatalism. The colour cut pops with a Dick Tracy-style swagger. 2 vibes, 1 story. Test question. What are the 2 format options for viewing Spider-Noir? Correct answer. Black and white and full colour. Memory aid. 2 views to choose. Classic hues or colour clues. Alright, next up, fact number 4. Backstory time. Before he was Ben Reilly, our hero was World War I Sergeant Peter Parker, bitten by a so-called man spider while liberating a German prisoner of war camp. Afterwards, he took the name Ben Reilly. From a practical angle, that origin reframes his powers as wartime trauma. Perfectly noir. Test question. What was Ben Reilly's original name before becoming the Spider? Correct answer. Peter Parker. Memory aid. Pre-spider plight. Parker's prisoner of war bite. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 5. Ben retired from heroism 5 years earlier after his fiancée's murder by a criminal he had already caught. He only returns when an exceptional case lands on his desk. The big idea is victory turned to loss, which is peak noir motivation. Test question. Why did Ben Reilly retire from being the Spider? Correct answer. His fiancée's murder. Memory aid. 5 years out, murder's route. On to the next point. Fact number 6. The series blends pulp inspirations by calling the hero the Spider, nodding to icons like the Spirit and the Shadow. Think about it this way. The name plants the show in 1930s vigilante tradition, not modern superhero branding. Test question. Which pulp heroes are referenced in Spider-Noir? Correct answer, the Spirit and the Shadow. Memory aid, pulp power, Spirit's shadowy hour. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 7. Production leaned into noir authenticity using cameras and filters optimized for black and white, plus deep contrast, long shadow lighting. Here's where it gets interesting. Those choices make the black and white cut feel native while still letting the color grade go true hue and super saturated. Test question. What technique was used to capture Spider-Noir's noir aesthetic? Correct answer. Black and white cameras and filters. Memory aid. Capture the scene with noir's black and white sheen. Quick recap. Lock these in. Fact number 1. On which platforms was Spider-Noir released? Noirs. Correct answer. MGM Plus and Prime Video. Fact number 2. Who plays the lead role in Spider-Noir? Onward. Correct answer, Nicolas Cage. Fact number 3. What are the 2 format options for viewing? Correct answer, black and white and full colour. Fact number 4. What was Ben Reilly's original name? Correct answer, Peter Parker. Fact number 5. Why did Ben retire from being the spider? Correct answer, his fiancée's murder. Fact number 6. Which pulp heroes are referenced by the moniker The Spider or can't? Correct answer, The Spirit and The Shadow. Fact number 7. What technique nailed the noir look? Correct answer, black and white cameras and filters. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in.